This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello. Welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where storytelling meets soul. I'm Brooke, the babbling one to be exact, a marketing consultant and mom running a business while trying to make the most of life's moments. I believe in spreading light, love, and laughter while providing an outlet for storytelling for myself and others. So, let's get into it. This idea that love is never wasted was inspired by my own journey of losing people in my life. As sad as that sounds, I'm just going to face into the reality that that's part of life. We all lose people, whether it's through death or distance, maybe somebody that you love moves away, it could be a friendship that fades, a romantic relationship that goes wrong, or family relationships. But the truth is that we're all human and we all lose people throughout life. And when this happens, a piece of our heart seems to leave with them. It's as if a shard of our spirit stays tethered to that person forever. But that doesn't mean that our heart becomes less whole. When we allow our heart to break open, not just break apart, we create more room for love to pour out and for love to be received again. One of my favorite songs is La Vie en Rose, which means life in pink, or more poetically, seeing life through rose-colored glasses. And it reminds me that there's power in choosing to see beauty even in sadness, in finding tenderness amid grief. So let your heart break. Let it break open. You cannot get through your life here on earth, honestly, without experiencing some sort of loss or grief. It is just a reality of being human. And it's easy to see things in black and white when we're heartbroken. We want to simplify the pain, label them as bad, the relationship was a mistake, that friend wasn't a good person, or whatever the case may be, whether it's a work relationship, I mean, this could be across the board. What if we made space for both truths to exist? Maybe that boss that you had taught you a lot and was good to you in a lot of ways, but maybe they ended up letting you go in a way that wasn't very kind. Or maybe someone hurt you deeply and you still love them. There are beautiful moments and difficult ones. Both can be true. And what if grief repeats itself not to punish us, but to soften us, to humanize us? What if grief is sacred training for compassion, that will prepare you. You may not see it now, but the pain that you feel now might be preparing you to offer a compassionate heart and lending, and a, what's the term? Not a lending ear, a listening ear. Oh my gosh, how silly. A listening ear to someone down the road, because you'll get it. You'll understand the pain that they're going through because you've experienced it yourself. And sometimes even those who have hurt us leave behind something of value, a lesson, a memory, a mirror. Maybe the partner who betrayed your trust cleared the way for someone who could hold it gently. Maybe the friend who abandoned you showed you what loyalty truly means. Maybe you lost someone to be reminded that nothing and no one is ours to possess forever. We're only here for a period of time. And we might think like, oh, this person is my best friend. And not that we get possessive of them, but it is just a reminder, though, that nothing lasts forever. And that we're just visitors here on this earth, really. And pain might be the way we learn what we truly cherish. And perhaps it's the way we learn to extend grace to ourselves and to others. The next time someone's name stirs hurt in your chest, imagine them as a child. Wounded, tender, maybe facing things no child ever should. Because hurt people hurt people. And when you feel your anger rise, let it out in a healthy way. Yes, scream into a pillow, hit a punching bag. I have a punching bag in my room for many reasons. But gently look beneath the anger. You'll often find sadness there. I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but anger is a secondary emotion. So if you feel anger, oftentimes if I find myself being angry and I take a second to sit with it, then I realize that I'm actually sad and I start crying, and then I let the feeling come through and then I'm able to move through it. So yes, you'll often find that sadness is there, a sorrow that something broke, a mourning for something that was once meaningful. And imagine your younger self meeting the other person's younger version. And I know this might be painful because there are many ways that people can hurt us. So, of course, I advise to consult the mental health expert if this is something like that's a super deep trauma. I don't want to encourage anybody to open up a wound that they are not ready to face yet. But if this is something like a friendship that faded away, or something that you're ready to handle. I will add that in here as well. But just imagine that younger version of themselves meeting your younger version of yourself. And maybe you sit next to each other, play a game of hopscotch, share a hug. And by doing this, you release each other from the weight of the past. And I'm not saying that this is to excuse their behavior or to invite them back into your life, but to set yourself free with love, softness, and compassion, because the alternative is to carry both your pain and their shadow, and that's too heavy a burden for anyone to bear. And by picturing them as a child, I think that it kind of paints a picture, like maybe this is somebody that you were close with and they shared some things that happened in their childhood, and then ultimately, they ended up hurting you as a result, I guess, of their own pain and suffering. That's what I mean of the power of imagining them as a child, because at that time they were so innocent, and it allows us to soften towards them, even if the adult version of them hurt us. But I believe you can let someone go lovingly, even if it breaks your heart. Sometimes the hardest path is the most aligned one. And that doesn't make it easy, but it does make it right. And when grief comes back in waves, and it will, place your hand over your heart, close your eyes, take a breath, and offer the sadness as a prayer for your healing and theirs. When you think of the good times, meet them with gratitude. Thank you for all the lessons that I have learned through this experience. Thank you for that time that I had with that person or this opportunity that was given to me. And let yourself hope that you'll meet again in a place where only the goodness remains. Grief is the price we pay for love. And love, no matter how it ends, no matter the context of the relationship, friendship, partnership, co-workers, you name it, it's never wasted. And it always finds a way back to us in one way or another. So yes, it is vulnerable to love someone, whether it's as a friend, whether I've said it multiple times, but it is scary to be vulnerable. But the alternative is to close your heart off. And sure, maybe you'll keep every single little shard of your heart. But honestly, what good is that? What good is that? What good is love if you keep it all for yourself? I don't know. This is Brooke's babble of the day. Grief is the price we pay for love. That's the spark that I encourage you all to take with you, but not in a way that makes you carry sadness, but in a way that makes you grateful. Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life, and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.